For those of you looking for work this fall, here's a tip. Microsoft plans to hire 5,000 new employees over the next year. There'll be some competition, of course. The company gets between 40 and 60,000 resumes each month. And to separate the top contenders from the rest, they're using some unconventional interview techniques. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from Seattle.
If you're not driving a car, grab a pencil and a pad of paper and get ready to take a test. Question number one comes from Norm Tanina, a senior director of staffing at Microsoft.
If you have 200 fish in a fishbowl, and 99% of these fish are currently guppies, how many guppies do you need to remove to get to the point where 98% of the remaining population of fish are guppies?
Tanina estimates that only a quarter of the candidates come up with the correct numerical answer, but the company is looking for much more than that.
If you look at the logic that the person displays as they're noodling through the question, are they stumped and don't even know where to go? Do they look at you like you have three heads? How curious are they? Do they ask clarifying questions? There's so much you learn about a person.
Problem-solving questions are in vogue at all kinds of companies, Boeing, IBM, Weyerhaeuser, and Southwest Airlines, just to name a few. What they have in common is a desire to seek out talented individuals who fit within their corporate culture. Okay, on to question number two. This one from Microsoft's Lauren Antonoff. She uses it to screen candidates who want to dream up new kinds of software. This one has no right answer.
This is actually a manual for a car climate control system. And I say to them, this is a manual for a car climate control system. If I hired you to be the program manager for the next model year, what would you do?
A lot of candidates, she says, start by rearranging the buttons on the dashboard. But one candidate knew just what she was looking for.
He said, okay, I'm sitting in my car. You know, he's picturing the customer. So he's sitting in his car, and it's really hot out. And, you know, what do I want? And he's thinking, I want a cold drink. You know, he's really going through this visualization. He's like, how would we do that? Well, all these cars have cup holders. Why don't we make the cup holder cool the drink? So the thing about this that really impressed me with this particular candidate is that it wasn't randomly just saying, what features could I put in? It was saying, you know, what's the problem that the customer has? And from that, deriving, what is it that we should build?
Job seekers are also asked to design a bathroom for the interviewer or a remote control for the Star Trek teleporter. They're asked to write code to make parachuting robots collide on the ground, or to estimate the number of gas stations in the United States. And no, you can't look it up on the internet. Sanjay Rao joined Microsoft 8 months ago. He'd graduated with both a bachelor's and master's degree in electrical engineering and computer science from MIT. The 22-year-old says after the interview he went home, flopped on the couch, and called his mother.
And I was like, that was the hardest thing I've ever done. Wow, it was great because it was intellectually, it was like a test, but it wasn't like your traditional type of test. You know, I couldn't say there was any specific class or anything that could prepare you specifically for the interview. I mean, it was all over the place.
Professor Vandra Huber, who teaches human resource management at the University of Washington, estimates that about 20% to 30% of American companies now use problem-solving and situational questions. She says they're the only kind that really allow a company to get a handle on whether an individual can do the job.
The old types of questions where they ask you questions, tell me about yourself, describe your strengths and weaknesses, don't give organizations a chance to compare people on job-related criteria. So the cutting-edge companies where they're gaining their competitive advantage through people will use them.
And in this tight economy, candidates might be wise to expect the unexpected when interviewing for a job. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
By the way, if you'd like to, you can find the answer to the guppy puzzle and some other unusual interview questions at our website, npr.org.